Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds. It's so good to be with you today as we'll continue along in the last week of Christ here upon this earth as we take a look chronologically at the life of Christ. Today we're in Luke chapter 19. As yesterday we saw as he had come into Jerusalem, rided upon that donkey. And now we open up in verse 41 as we see, now as he drew near, and he saw the city, and he wept over it. Could you picture Jesus as he's now coming close to the city, and he's weeping, saying, if you have known, even you, especially in your day, the things that make for you peace, the things that make for peace or make for you peace. As he says, this your day. What day are we talking about? Well, on our calendar, we like to call it Palm Sunday, the day that the Lord would come in, riding on a donkey, triumphantly entering in. And he said, this your day to make you peace or allow you to experience peace. But now they're hidden from your eyes. See, Jesus came to give mankind peace. For unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. That was his purpose for coming, in order that they might experience peace with God, that they might know the peace of God. But they rejected him. He says, but now they're hidden from your eyes, for the day will come upon you when your enemies will build up an embankment around you, surround you, and close you in on every side, and level you and your children within you to the ground, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. Of course, Jesus here, as he's weeping, and as he sees off in the distance the Temple Mount area where the temple stood. As we mentioned earlier, how the disciples were so proud of it, as they said, it took them some 40 years to build this. And yet Jesus is seeing, looking at this huge crowd that had assembled because it's Passover season. And he's weeping. He says, you guys all missed it. As we saw earlier in the book of John, he says, in the volume of the book, it's written of me. It's all written about him, the Old Testament. And here I am. This is the day that I'm supposed to be arriving. You guys didn't catch it, did you? You didn't see it. He says, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, this city's going to be leveled. We'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow, but the leveling came by Titus in 70 AD as he came in there and they laid siege on on the city of Jerusalem, and they finally took the city. And as they took the city after a long siege, as Josephus, the historian, tells us about it, they were in the Temple Mount, and of course it was overlain with gold, the temple was, and they want to, of course, take the gold with them. Well, the story tells us that some drunk army fella shot an arrow up and landed in the temple, and the whole temple started on fire, and it caused such a fire that all the gold melted. Well, they weren't going to leave that gold behind, were they? No, they took every stone, one upon the other. They took it off and disassembled it, threw it down in the gorges down below. In fact, if you ever go to Israel, you can still see it there. And as they scraped the gold off, as Jesus says, he says that, as we see here in our story, he says, for the day will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment or siege around you and surround you and close you in on every side and level you. The Temple Mount was completely leveled because they rejected Jesus. In verse 20, we read, now there was a certain Greek among those who came up to worship at the feast. Then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, sir, we wish to see Jesus. And Philip came and told Andrew, and And in turn, Andrew and Philip told Jesus. These guys are always bringing people to Jesus. What a great couple of guys. And Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat fall in the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. My soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." Therefore the people stood by and heard it and said that it had thundered. Others said it was an angel had spoken to him. So you can picture this crowd being around him, hearing Jesus' prayer and hearing Jesus speak concerning his death. There is a time, he says, if a grain would fall in the ground and dies, it'll bring forth, it's going to produce much grain. And his life, by his death, produced tremendous fruit, as we are a fruit of this work that Jesus Christ did for us and accomplished for us. And Jesus answered and said, "The voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And if I'm lifted up on the earth, will draw all people to myself." Then he said, signifying by which death he would die. Isn't it interesting? He says the ruler of this world will be cast out. Who's the ruler of this world? It's Satan, of course. Jesus needed to go to the cross in order to be victorious over sin and death. He had to go there for the sake of our lives, because mankind had forfeited their right in the garden. And they lost the title deed of this earth. And Jesus, by his death and resurrection, once again gained back the title deed. And he says, "And he will be cast out," speaking of a future day that's ahead of us. Verse 34, the people answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. And who can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man?" Good question, isn't it? And Jesus said to them, "In a little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he's going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of the light." These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. And so Jesus here is talking about the light. I find it's interesting, as you study the epistle of 1 John, it speaks about God's nature, his makeup, in that he says, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And Jesus says, a little while, the light is with you. He says, here, in a little while, I'll be gone. Because Jesus is God incarnate. He's humbled himself and became a man, and he walked among us. He says, "You guys don't get it. Light is right here in your midst." What a tremendous story this is. He says, "In a little while, I'm going to be gone." He says, "But the key is that you need to continue to walk in the light, and that you might have eternal life. That you might go where I'm going." And so that's the question we need to ask ourselves. Are we walking in the light? Are we following Jesus? Are we seeking after him? I hope so. I pray so, that you too might be found in the light of Jesus Christ. Well, how do you do that? You might ask me. Well, we just simply need to receive Christ. We need to choose to follow him day in and day out. Get up tomorrow morning. Just ask yourself, who am I going to serve this day? Am I going to walk in darkness or going to walk in the light? And if you walk in the light, you're walking in fellowship with God. And if you're born again, then the light of Jesus Christ shines within your heart and within your life. I pray that you have a blessed day this day. And I hope you gather again tomorrow as we continue along in this fascinating last week of Christ. So may God richly bless you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.